I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February the 9th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch said that he would explore whether or not federal pandemic relief money coming into Quincy could be used to purchase two new fire trucks. Koch is requesting $2.3 million to replace a ladder truck and an engine. The city council is considering whether or not to bond that money. But councilor at large Ann Mahoney suggested that money from the Federal CARES Act could be used instead. Koch said he would investigate that option. Quincy Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci says that any revenue that would be lost from a residential property tax exemption would be made up by taxing large apartment buildings. Palmucci and several other councilors are supporting a proposed ordinance that would provide property tax exemptions for people who own and live in their homes in Quincy. Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane cautioned that any lost tax revenue would result in budget cuts. But Palmucci argues no cuts would be needed because the tax loss would be made up by shifting the burden to large properties such as the Avalon Apartments. The proposal is under review in the Ordinance and Oversight Committees. Quincy City Council wants to make sure that Capital Waste is abiding by their contract with the city. This week, councilors passed a resolution calling on DPW Commissioner Al Grazioso to appear before them to report on the status of contract compliance by Capital Waste. City Council President Noel DeBona says several councilors received emails from people complaining that some temporary employees of Capital Waste were not properly vetted by the company. DeBona would not elaborate, but said the problem appeared to be temporary workers who did not receive adequate background checks. The annual Howe's Neck Polar Plunge, held recently, raised $1,800 for the Atherton Howe School PTO. Dozens of people braved the chilly waters of Quincy Bay recently on that annual event. Well, Governor Baker is set to join the Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of Education James Pizer, and the Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education Jeffrey Riley at a news conference this morning to make a COVID-19 announcement. No specific details about the 10:30 announcement at the State House were released, but it is presumed to be about the future of mask mandates inside schools across the state. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education rule requiring students and teachers in most K-12 schools to wear masks indoors is in place through at least February 28th. Originally imposed in August, the mandate has been extended 3 times, and the department has generally announced the extensions the week before the expiration date. Baker said on Monday that the school mask mandate remained in effect until the end of the month, and it's anticipated, obviously, that at some point in the not-too-distant future, the Commissioner of Education will have more to say about that. The announcement comes as several other states announce dates to end their school mask mandates, timelines that Baker described as pretty consistent with Massachusetts policy. Premium pay bonuses for eligible Massachusetts workers will start going in the mail in March. 500,000 low-income workers will be the first to get $500 payments from the COVID-19 Essential Employee Premium Pay Program approved by the legislature as part of a $4 billion spending plan funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. A total of $250 million will be mailed out to 500,000 people by the end of March. The legislation the governor signed into law in December called for payments of between $500 and $2,000 for essential employees who worked in person, not remotely, during the state of emergency that was declared on March 10, 2020, and lasted for more than a year. But Baker's administration, in an effort to get money out the door faster, is determining eligibility for this round of payments solely based on 2020 tax return information, as there wasn't a faster way to assess who worked in person and who didn't during the state of emergency. And the administration decided to keep the check amount at $500 to get money to more people. In order to qualify, a person's total income for their 2020 tax return must be below 300% of the federal poverty level. That means single filers with no dependents can't make over $38,280. In order to get a check, Somebody with a spouse and two dependents can have a household income of up to $78,600 to be eligible. Baker vetoed a section of the bill that would have set up an advisory panel to determine who exactly would be eligible. A new survey revealed the deep impact on people's mental health during the first year of the pandemic. According to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, more than one in three adults reported needing behavioral health care for themselves or a family member. Survey also showed one in four adults who needed care got none. Audrey Shelto, president and CEO of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation, said it shows a very urgent need for help in Massachusetts. Shelto said it's hard to find help because a lot of the clinicians who provide mental health services in Massachusetts only take certain types of insurance. A study of traffic stops by police in Massachusetts found no evidence of racial disparity in the decision to pull over drivers, although Hispanic and Black motorists were more likely than white drivers to receive a criminal citation, while white drivers were more likely to get off with a warning. The report looked at more than 425,000 traffic stops during 10 months in 2020, with municipal police conducting about 60% of the traffic stops that were studied. The statewide analysis found that of the drivers stopped, 65% were male, 34% were female, and about 1% were non-binary. The mean age of stopped drivers was 37 years old, with 39% age 29 or younger and 61% 30 or older. White drivers accounted for 65% of the stops. Black motorists accounted for 16%. Hispanic drivers represented 15%, and 4% were determined to be either Asian, Asian Pacific, American Indian, Middle Eastern, or Pacific Islander. Nearly 68% of drivers stopped were not residents of the community where the stop occurred. The analysis found no support for patterns of racial disparity in traffic stops. The start of the Major League Baseball season is in jeopardy as lockout negotiations remain stalled. Former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, now serving as Labor Secretary, is willing to help change that. Owners locked out players on December 2nd, immediately following the expiration of a five-year collective bargaining agreement, and there have been just three in-person negotiating sessions on core economics since January 24th and 25th, and the last Tuesday. Plus, there was a digital session January 13th, but the sides are still far apart. The Major League Baseball Players Association ruled out a third party intervening. And Monday, Walsh said in a statement he has spoken to both parties and is urging them to continue their negotiations. Gas prices in Massachusetts have gone up a nickel in the past week to an average $3.44 a gallon across the state, according to AAA, exactly a dollar higher than it was a year ago. The state average now equals the national average. It's also 7 cents higher than it was a month ago. AAA says blustery winter weather and geopolitical tensions are helping to drive the price of oil higher. The cold temperatures across the country are raising demand for heating oil, and there are concerns that Russia could withhold crude oil from the West in response to potential sanctions. AAA Northeast Miriam Guire said the events show how the other side of the globe can have a noticeable impact right here in the U.S. She says, unfortunately for drivers, they're reminded of this by higher prices at the pump. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 371. NASDAQ rose 178. The S&P added 37. Asian stocks also rose. The dollar is down. The euro is up. Oil at just over $89 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Nets 126-91, and the Penguins beat the Bruins 4-2. The National Weather Service forecast today, mostly sunny at highs in the low 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 32. Maybe a scattered shower tomorrow, but a high 50 degrees. Sunny 44 on Friday, and then partly sunny 55 for Saturday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, west wind at 20 knots, and a high tide at 6:03 p.m. Sunrise 6:48, set at 5:08. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, February 9th.